This is the table where the voters' names will be checked. The locked ballot box and the polling booth. Here it is, in the privacy of this curtained space, that the American voters every 4 years, on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, choose their national government. Here come Mrs. Dawson's colleagues on the election board of Riverton's 7th Precinct, each representing one of the major political parties. Mr. Schwartz is a Republican who works for the streetcar company. Mrs. Abernathy is a housewife and a Democrat. Mrs. Dawson is chairman. They've all known one another for years. First, they remove the last traces of their campaign activities, their party buttons. Then they take the oath.
Defend the Constitution of the United States of America and perform your duties as members of the election board. Best of your ability, so help you God.
I do. This makes them responsible for seeing that the voting here today takes place according to the laws of the land. And now the polls are open. 70 million Americans heard the speeches of the various candidates. Now all that is over, the heat and excitement. The votes are cast, and Americans have agreed to accept the will of the majority, whatever it may be. Apparently, even the younger generation has declared peace. Now the election board begins its last duty, the counting of the votes. The figures are checked and double-checked. Then they are telephoned to headquarters.
Hello? This is Mrs. Dawson, 7th Precinct. Ready to report.
From coast to coast, precinct by precinct, city by city, state by state, the results are recorded. All over America tonight, the people are waiting to learn whom they have chosen to govern them for the next 4 years. Towards midnight, the final results are announced. A nation of 140 million has elected a governor.